This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
Joy, Joy, Joy.
Happy midday and welcome to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. This is Carlos, and I'm here with Tex and Murray. How are you, boys?
I'm well.
Oh, good afternoon, Carlos. Always gorgeous to be with you, doll.
And I love that introduction, happy midday. I'm going to use that tagline.
Oh, there you go. It's my Spanglish. It's part of my Spanglish. Thank you to Natasha for the news and to Gasman for the morning show.
Look, on the Well 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 show, we talk about all topics that relate to the GBLTI community, and we are all about sex, health and well-being. And on today's show, we'll be chatting with Brett from The Laird about the Northside Bazaar, a fantastic fundraising function that will take place at The Laird on Sunday the 14th of September.
And Tex, how can people actually join the conversation, ask questions, or send messages?
Oh, look, there's a plethora of ways to do that.
A plethora.
A plethora. You can like us via facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy, or you can speak with Rob, I think he's out on the phone, on 1300-JOY-949, or perhaps if you'd like to get in contact with us right here in the studio, you can send us an email onair@joy.org.au, or indeed send us an SMS into the studio. You can send a text to Tex 0427 joy 949, or you can even tweet us. There's a multitude of ways to contact us. It's at Well 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 Joy.
And it's time to welcome our guest, Brett from The Laird.
Hello.
How
Thanks
are
for
you?
Having me. Mm. Great to be back on Well Well
We
Well.
Really need an applause button when we have our guests on.
I need a plethora of applause.
Yes.
A plethora. Thank now, you. Brett, The Laird, how long has it been open? And how would you describe The Laird to someone that has never been or know of it?
Ooh, okay, part one. The Laird has been open since, 1980, as I guess the existing, the way that it is, but it's morphed into so much more than the way it started. It started off as just a front bar for gay guys, really, and morphed into what it is today. So, which is pretty much a 7-day-a-week men-only bar, predominantly a leather and beer bar, I guess, but for guys who are just out to meet other guys, really. Yeah. And what was the second question?
The second bit was, how would you describe it for someone who doesn't know, which I think you've done?
Yeah, the leather and bear bar. Yep. Leather bear alternative. Alternative to, I guess...
no attitude.
But yeah, but also to bars where we don't do drag performances and things like that, So which is great. Every scene needs a different range of things, and we offer that alternative scene.
Oh, please, Murray, did you say no attitude? Goodness.
It's no attitude.
Oh, dear me.
Depends. Defined attitude.
Indeed. Yeah. Now, Brett, Northside Bazaar, which is what you're here to talk to about today, is taking place at the Laird Hotel on Sunday the 14th of September.
Yes.
As opposed to anything else that happens at the Laird Hotel, it's an event with history. Can you tell us a little bit of the history behind this event?
Well, you're associated with it, Tex. You are the history. So, yeah.
Oh, Tessie.
Historical figure. Yeah. Look, the history is really that a few years ago, Mark and myself from The Laird were chatting to Tex McKenzie from Well 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 about doing an event that really brought back the events of old, which was the slave auctions. And the other big one that we used to do...
The Laird Auction.
The Laird Auction.
It was just called The Laird Auction. Yep. It ran for about 22 years.
Yeah. And bringing those back as big fundraisers. They sort of did drop off around the mid-2000s due to the GFC. There was people... Mm-hmm. It just... You know, it was hard to get items to give away as well as get people to spend money and things. So bringing those back, but making it a bit different. We didn't want to just do an auction, so we just brought in the marketplace as well, where small businesses could come and sell their wares or people could donate items to sell. And having a big barbecue as well, but also making it inclusive, making it a mixed event where the whole community could come along.
Now, Northside Bazaar, it's a great day. as you said before, it's an all-inclusive, so there's women allowed to the Laird, which happens only...
4 times a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does this mean for that vibe of the event on the day? How would you describe...
What it means is it's an event. It's the only other similar thing I've seen to compare it to is carnival, I guess. Mm. It's like a mini carnival at the Laird, as in Midsummer Carnival. Where you do get every demographic of the gay scene, every demographic.
That's
and
great.
You get to see them all sitting at the bar. That's the good part about it is just sitting at the bar. Normally, it is a men-only sort of venue. And then to see lesbian couples, see straight couples, everyone just sitting at the bar having a drink, watching the auction, getting involved, that sort of thing. It's really unique, I think, yeah.
So we clarified it's during the day.
It is.
What are the times?
3 p.m. Yep. We open, and it's usually from the word go. It's just flat out. You get great. People just queuing up, and we go till the auction itself goes till about 8 p.m., and we're open till at least 11 o'clock with DJ and everything.
Great. And there's a barbecue as well.
Yeah, and women are welcome all day.
Fantastic.
And it's interesting to note that, of course, the Laird hasn't always been a VCAT exemption being men only. When did that come in, Brett?
No, that was 1998, well before we got here. When Mark and I got here at the Laird about 2007, it was 1998 that the exemption was sought. Basically, it's on the same principle as the women's gym that has a women only thing. It's pretty much on the same thing that men should be able to gather, gay men should be able to gather in a place where they don't feel that they're being harassed or anything like that, and they should be able to have all the information they want on that affects their lifestyle without any feeling of being judged or criticised or anything like that. Yeah,
and it's interesting, on a day like Northside Bazaar, a lot of women, some of whom who met at the Laird Hotel all those years ago, come back to look at their happy hunting ground, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah, just like old days, yeah. Yeah, there's a few of the girls that come each year, and they're great, they love it. Because they may have associated more with the leather scene and the guys and maybe the biking scene. So there's a few I could name. And they love it. They come back in and it's just like their home again, especially in Nuggets Bar. They see that as a place that really they associate with. So it's good.
Brett, the Laird is always really supportive of the community and different events. Can you tell us why it's so important for you as a business and as a community member?
I think just...
Oh, we've stumped
you. I thought about this. Yeah, you have. Well, as a business, it's obvious. So, you know, businesses are out there to make money. It's just a simple thing. Community-wise, I think the Laird, as a business, needs to be involved with the community. So I think it's this hand-in-hand sort of thing. The Laird, as we've always seen it, is it's not 90% business and 10% community. It's a lot more community than that because it goes hand-in-hand. And therefore, if you work within the community rewards you by giving you business. So, I think that sort of answers it, doesn't it?
Now, Brett, I believe we're still looking for things on the market.
For the marketplace, yes. So basically there's...
If I could just come in here. We have received a message which relates to this topic exactly. Stefan has written in to say, Hi there, Stefan. I was wanting to donate some quality goods. Who would I contact?
Awesome. You contact me, Stefan. You're on the right path. Basically, if you want to email the Laird, basically, you can go onto our website or you can go onto the Northside Bazaar Facebook page, any of that. There'll be links. You can even Facebook message us at the Laird and basically tell us what you've got. So, presuming you're looking at donating for the auction house or the marketplace. So, basically, there's two things. The auction house is where a lot of businesses donate items, such as vouchers, hampers, all that sort of thing, or experiences like ballooning and things, to be auctioned off. There's also the marketplace where you can donate used leather goods, jeans, boots, anything you'd sell at the Sunday market sort of thing. And they'll go to the marketplace, which is run by Vic Leather, to be sold in the marketplace. So, I'm guessing actually marketplace for Stefan's inquiry. Yeah.
Probably, yep.
Yeah, but you can message me either way. It's Brett at the Laird via Facebook, website. I don't tweet.
A plethora of ways.
There is a plethora of ways. Thank you, Murray. Our word of the day, plethora.
And there's only one special consideration we need to put in there, that we're not after any insertables
used
that have
insertables.
Been used before. Yeah. So used insertables. Yeah. If you've got a brand new insertable, like a dildo, for example.
We did have someone who was adamant that they had sterilised and everything insertables, and was like, it's still not the...
Yeah,
you just
no.
don't want to... Yeah, yeah.
Now, Brett, Northside Bazaar, fundraising event. The lad's good at that. Now, it's for Joy, the station we're listening to right now, and the David Williams Fund. Now, Brett, why those two entities as the chosen recipients of the money?
Good question, Tex. It did come down to when we were first organising the event, and it was... Look, the lads always supported the David Williams Fund heavily. It's just something that over the years we've always wanted to raise more money for that, you know, for emergency assistance for those living with HIV. And another one was we wanted to not balance it out, but just make something another thing that supported the community a lot. And Joy is really seen as something that it's not just really Melbourne-centric. It's just putting Melbourne out to the world and the Melbourne's gay scene out to the world as well. And it's something that just does it so well. Joy has such a reputation of being, you know, accessible from anywhere you want. And there it is, you know, really giving the best of what Melbourne has to offer.
Now, we've just had another message in, Brett. It's going off here today. We've had Amanda who sent a message in saying, will there be boot blacks at the bazaar this year?
Amanda, you sneaky thing. It's highly possible that there will be. Amy will possibly be boot blacking on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So wear your boots either way. And it's possible there'll also be leather care products as well for your boots and things.
Now, Tex, I believe you're somehow involved. Can you tell us what you'll be doing at the Northside Bazaar?
Well, indeed, I will be one of the co-auctioneers. So there's a number of different people who are coming in to auction stuff off. We have some celebrity people. And, Brett, I believe you've got the name up your sleeve there, your short sleeve, yes, of one of the people coming in.
One of our big draw cards for this year is we've actually got Limo from the project.
Wow.
He'll be fantastic. Doing the first auction block with Tex. And I believe he'll be bringing in some signed project merchandise as well. You know how they sit there with the mugs? They've got the coffee mug and that sort of stuff. Yeah, so some signed merchandise from the project, which is great. So, and he's a funny bugger as well, so it'll be good to have him on board with Tex, auctioning off some things.
So that's how I'm involved. In fact, I can tell you just a very brief little bit of history. I got an email from a community member describing an event which was held in Cincinnati. And this event in Cincinnati was a group of leather guys who were wanting to let younger guys who perhaps didn't have the amount of money that, you know, for people in full paid jobs would have. So they put together the suggestion of bringing in their old leather stuff that didn't fit anymore because they'd grown around the middle or they'd grown out of what they the stuff they used to wear. Putting it all in a venue, a gay pub, marking it down to quite low prices so that younger guys and gals who wanted to get into the leather lifestyle or thought maybe leather was where it was for them would give them away an opening of a door to get them in. So this idea was sent to me saying, hey, Tex, we could do this, but we could do it better. And so we took the idea to Brett and Mark at the Laird, and it became Northside Bazaar. So it wasn't just a used leather stuff for people. We bought in the stalls as well, the auction, the Joy barbecue, the raffle, and the gorgeous time had
and
by
it
all.
Grew into a monster.
So how much leather stuff usually comes through each year? Is it a big number?
We'd get everything from harnesses and vests to pants. Quite a bit of custom stuff as well, which is great. So we've had some great great leather items for the girls as well. I've got some great pants this year, the Levi style leather pants from Punctured, which is Nikki up in Sydney, who's handmade those. Some really good things. And the best thing about this leather is you're getting it and it's already pre-worn. It's already, you just know if it's going to fit. You stick those pants on and it's like, yep, these fit beautifully. I can wear them out Saturday night.
Fantastic.
Whereas new leather, you're going to get a more longevity out of it, but you've got to wear it in and all that sort of thing. So
best to sleep in it.
Yep. Yeah.
We've had another message and it says, tell Brett I'm in. This is from Amy.
Hi, Amy.
I'd be honoured to black for Joy and the David Williams Fund. Leather care products will be there. I'll drop you a line later today. That's to you, Brett.
Hi, Amy.
Squishy hugs from Amy.
Amy, we're gonna make sure you've got the boot black set up then.
So, I'm a little bit disappointed that your involvement is not a little number. With tags.
Yeah, we wanted a performance.
Yeah.
To be honest,
me performing.
Yeah, I know.
No, 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 darling. Not since my voice dropped.
Oh. It's a shame.
That
it's
happened in 2000.
It is a shame.
Isn't it?
I lost the ability to do high C. I can no longer do climb every mountain from. Yeah.
We'll talk you into it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's a nun's habit around.
Brett, one of the things that make Northside Bazaar a really interesting day, it's the auction.
Yes.
How does it work?
Okay. Well, first of all, auction items are donated from all sorts of businesses, whether they're within the community or outside, who want a bit of exposure within the community, which is a good thing. And they get exposure for not just leading up to the event, on the event, but afterwards as well. So if you look on our supporters page of northsidebazaar.com, you'll see a list of the supporters. And this year, for the first time, we've actually put what they're donating as well.
And it's not just a list. It's a massive list.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Everything from accommodation to vouchers for things, lots of hampers, cleaning things, artworks, all that sort of stuff, right through to adult toy things, dental things, vouchers for food places and Lonely Planet, stuff like that. So basically we then, Tex and myself sort of sit there and we go, okay, we've got three auction blocks. We do split it up into three. One long auction is just too much.
Too much. So yeah.
Three auction blocks at 4 p.m, 5:30 and 7 p.m. And we try to split it up over there so that each block has a good range of those items. And maybe if there's three hampers of similar kind, there's one in each block. And, yeah, really making it just a good diverse range of and varying each time in the value of each one. So you might start off with a $700 thing, go down to a $30, up to $500.
It's a variety.
$200. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just really making it.
So there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
Pretty much at the end of the day, everyone can get something because there's some great smaller items that people donate. And Tex has always got something fluffy up his sleeve that he can auction off for someone who just – some people just want to donate – and it's a good fun way to donate. So Tex might have some crazy little thing and it's just like, yeah, $20, cool, there you go, done. Other people really actually want a specific item. So as of this, by the end of this week, you'll be actually able to look on our website and see what auction block they're allocated to so you know when exactly your item
that's handy.
That you're keen to get is up and, yeah. Yep.
So in addition to the auction, there's a market.
The marketplace, yeah.
Yep.
Can marketplace you tell us a little bit more about that? Auction house is in the bigger bar area in the back bar. In the pool room and front bar is the marketplace. So that's where Vic Leather are pretty much manning it and selling a lot of the donated items. Of leather goods, used clothing, all that sort of thing. But also there's some stall holders, like we've got Razortown T-shirts, who's a local guy who designs a lot of graphic-style T-shirts.
Originals.
Yep. We've got another... we've got also Hares and Hyenas will be having a stall in there. And then Mad Dog will be doing a leather care products. And we've also got, some other ones. They are listed on the website.
It's not all in the pool area, is it?
It is in the pool room. Yeah, so basically the pool table itself is covered and that's with all the donations from things. And then on the benches around the pool table, there's some people can hire spaces there.
Oh, brilliant.
But also we've had it go out to Nuggets Bar, into the other bar as well, the front bar, because we've had so many people with so many items that we've had to extend it out there. So yeah, we can always keep on taking on more people. If you're a small business and you've got a sort of product that you have,
get in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. It's a great way to get out to the community because from 3 p.m. you've got, you know, people just streaming past those shelves. So yeah.
And is there entry to get in?
Gold coin. Yep, gold coin. I think we've got the Vic Bears on the door and some of the people from Team Melbourne. So some of our queer sporting groups getting up there who are generally people who are supported by Joy and Victorian AIDS Council, who run David Williams Fund. So therefore, it's them being able to say thanks to the people that support them.
Yeah.
They come out and help with Northside Bazaar.
And it's a great way for the entire community to get a lot of the community to get involved and to give back, as well as getting people to know about their group, their organisation.
Exactly. And if I can say a big shout out to Lucretia Desard, Eagle Leather and Marquis Desard and Hares for getting on board, and especially the Lucretia, Marquis and Eagle for getting on board each year that we've done this and brilliant. Supporting it. It's great. Mm. Yeah, really good.
Yeah. Now, what about the food?
The food.
Yeah.
Okay, barbecue. The barbecue just goes from pretty much 3:30, I think. Yep. Now that's the Joy 94.9 barbecue where they've got the raffle going on up there as well, so you can win some great things. But the barbecue, it's just this, I think the first year we were going to do it, and we're like, oh, yeah, we'll just do some sausages at 4 o'clock and some more at 6 o'clock. And it was like, no, we had to go and buy more sausages. It was just go, go, go. Maybe sometime we'll branch out into something else for the barbecue.
But that's actually really good. So you go watch the auction.
Yep.
The auction finishes, and then you can go
get it. In between each break, you can go out to the barbecue. And it is that the barbecue is just manic. Those Joy volunteers up there, it's just crazy.
Now, Brett, once again, if people want to donate something to the market, what are the rules and who can they contact and through what channels?
Okay, so for the marketplace specifically, which is where it will be then, if they're donating to the marketplace, it'll be sold on by Vic Leather. So basically we're looking for basically sort of items that you would see to maybe a Sunday sort of what do you call them?
Trash and treasure.
Trash and treasure sale. But then also delving into the leather and fetish side. So it could be...
Look, I grew up in the West.
Yeah.
And the trash and treasure out in the West.
Yeah.
No, I think you need to clarify.
Let's go. Okay. Let's look at the Hawthorne. Maybe the Hawthorne trash and treasure market. Yeah, okay. Then, east side. But anything like boots... used Levi's shirts, like Tex is wearing nice cowboy sort of shirts, all those sorts of things.
He looks lovely.
But also leather vests,
leather
gear.
Chaps, rubber gear, latex gear.
But we've also had some, like last year we had some beautiful old speakers donated. They were actually a really, once we had our audio guy from the Laird have a look at them and he said, oh my God, they are the Japanese designed, 1982 speakers, and they were, we actually got quite good money for them.
Wow.
So, but things like that, if it's of quality and if it deserves to live another life, give it a go. And just contact us at the Laird, basically. You just can email, call, Facebook, whichever way, at the Laird, and we'll deal with it for you. We can organise drop-off and all that sort of things. And
Now, you're in the process of organising another event that actually raises funds for the David Williams Fund, which is Mooning.
Midsummer Mooning,
we talk about Mooning, Tex, explain a little bit about the David Williams Fund, Emergency Fund.
David Williams Fund is a fund that provides financial assistance to people living with HIV who are in emergency need of money. Now, that's one part of what it does. It also, as well as handing money out, giving a hand out, we give a hand up, which we help people, if you like, to improve their prospects of returning to the workplace. So it might be giving some assistance with educational costs or some of the costs associated with being educated. It might be helping someone learn how to write a CV, and to gather references together.
It's actually really daunting these days to do a CV as well.
Isn't it?
It's actually really...
competitive.
Especially if you haven't been active for a while. So that can be a big advantage.
So, so whilst the David Williams Fund, when it was first set up, was an emergency fund for people who, back in the early days, were having a lot of trouble perhaps paying rent, getting white goods, even to the extent of someone who died here in Melbourne but was originally from Sydney or from Perth and wanted their body sent back. So there were some really... desperate times back in the early days of HIV when people really didn't have anything. And, if you were unemployed or you couldn't get a job because of your health status and people weren't employing you or weren't providing you with accommodation because of your health status being HIV positive, the David Williams Fund was there to help. And so it has been a fund which has always had money. Money coming in is fundraised money, and the money goes straight out. So there's no government money involved. Originally, the government used to provide a small amount of money to provide a half-time worker to actually administer the fund. But really, all of the money comes in. It used to come in from the sale of red ribbons on World AIDS Day and from events like Northside Bazaar and events that have preceded that over the years. Of course, Mooning, which you mentioned, coming up around about Australia Day or after Australia Day next year, and things like the Laird auction.
Is it MAC Cosmetics?
MAC Cosmetics give a huge amount of donation, and they have a particular red. They're really red, which all of the money from their really red lipstick comes back to AIDS organisations around the country. So it's not just here in Victoria, but MAC Cosmetics provide financial assistance to organisations around the country, and a lot of that money...
around the world as well.
Yeah. You've gone around the world. But here in Victoria, that money goes into David Williams Fund. So it helps with the Red Ribbon money, with the money from fundraising events like Northside Bazaar, the MAC Cosmetics money, all goes in and it helps people who are living in financial difficulty, basically. Mm. And David Williams was a man who drank at the Laird, and he was not wealthy, but he was comfortably off. And he just said that when he was approaching the time when he was about to die, people said, what do you want us to do? You know, he said, well, instead of flowers at the funeral, how about you start a fund which provides money for people who are in desperate financial circumstances? And he said, I'm not, but so many of my mates are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So many of those mates were people associated with the Laird Hotel who are drinkers at the Laird Hotel and other places around town where people
paying it
have
forward.
Fun.
It really is.
What it is.
So it is amazing to actually support events such as Northside Bazaar on Sunday, September the 14th, and Mooning. Now, when is Mooning happening?
Mooning will be Friday the 30th of January during midsummer, an official midsummer event.
And we're looking for participants?
Participants, but even people who want to donate, if they want to donate items to give to the participants. So it's people who want us to come along, sponsor, get your logo plastered all over the advertising.
We don't need a fluffer.
We do need fluffers, but unless Tex is taking that again, or Murray.
I
okay.
do that.
Looks like Vacca's got the whole fluffing thing done.
Fluffers are sorted, right?
Fluffing sorted, but we need a cameraman to film the fluffing, though, I think. Are we making a movie out of this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Let's do that.
Fluff musical, maybe.
So next week, what's happening next week?
Well, next week's show, I'll be the host. I'll be sitting in the hot seat and pressing the buttons.
Oh.
We've got some of the team in from Rewired. Now, Rewired is a free group for men who have sex with men who want to reduce or stop their methamphetamine use. So their ice use, if you like. So, yes, we'll be having some guests in from the counselling unit at the Victorian AIDS Council who will come in and explain what the Rewired group, it's difficult to say, is all about, and how people can get involved, how people can register do that.
Well, thank you very much to Brett for joining us over here.
Do we just want to recap the date of Northside Bazaar?
Sunday, 14th of September.
Yep, can't wait.
For Northside Bazaar. Starts at 3 p.m. Thanks for having me.
Laird Hotel, 149 Gipps Street in Abbotsford. Proud Joy sponsor. So we can mention them over and over. Laird. we do need to thank the people who messaged in today. Stefan, who said, how can he make a donation? Amanda, just saying hi. And then Amy, saying that she's, as the boot black gal, she'll do lots of boot blacking.
Yep.
And she's also made a donation for the auction as well.
Yes, and also for the marketplace, they're setting up stall as well.
Good heavens.
Yep.
They're here, there, and everywhere.
Yep.
So look, join us on Sunday at the Laird.
On Sunday, the 14th of September.
Isn't this Sunday Fortnite. Father's Day?
It is, yes. We decided not to clash with
it. It's not far away, is it?
Mm.
It's not this Sunday, it's next Sunday. Oh, my God, let's get moving, girls. Okie doke. Cheers, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You very much.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.